Guardian Unlimited.
So, why a Northern Art Prize? Especially when the Turner Prize has ventured outside London for the first time in its 23-year history to Liverpool. Next year, Liverpool is European Capital of Culture and joins other northern towns and cities in an economic and cultural transformation. We believe that visual art and artists play a crucial role in that regeneration, and combined with cultural developments like MEMA in Middlesbrough and the Yorkshire Sculpture Park, to mention but a few, have stimulated a wider public engagement and debate around contemporary visual art.
Pippa Hale is in charge, really, of the Northern Arts Prize.
Well, the Northern Art Prize is a new initiative for contemporary visual artists based in the north of England, which is hosted at Leeds Art Gallery. So at the moment, until the 10th of February, there's going to be an exhibition of work by the shortlisted artists. And there are four in total, although one of them is actually two people together.
Yes, I'm going to go and find them in a minute. two women who together make up one artist.
They do.
So there are four shortlisted. Who shortlisted them?
We invited a selection panel, which included Martin Creed, who won the Turner Prize in 2001, Anne Gallagher, head of collection of British art at Tate, Tom Lubbock from The Independent, and Greville Worthington, who is an art collector and independent curator.
And what do they win?
Well, the total prize money is £21,000, and we're splitting it up, so the winner will get £16,500, and each of the runners-up will get £1,500 each. We really want to celebrate and reward artists on their home ground, so that's why we're asking that artists are resident in the north. They can be of any age or of any nationality, working in any media, but they must be resident in the north of England.
Maybe you could take me to the two women.
This way.
So Nina Pope and Karen Guthrie, where do you live?
Well, I live in the Lake District, and we've got a studio there. Outside Coniston. It's a farmhouse that actually it features in the exhibition, and it was once owned by Ruskin. But we don't do a lot of work in galleries now. For artists, we probably are uncommonly active outside the gallery system, so we do residencies, we make live projects that involve non-gallery audiences, and that's really our bread and butter as artists. So it's quite unusual for us to put on a gallery exhibition, especially of this kind of ambition. But we've enjoyed it, and it's a chance to, you know, show this work, which is a lot of which is essentially film-based.
It's very difficult to describe an exhibit like this because it's large and complex, but there's a kind of table through there with Lake District honey on. Mm-hmm. That's you.
That's my honey.
That's your honey?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it looks extremely nice. It's honeycomb, in fact.
Yeah, it's very rare this year because it was a bad year for the bees. Our exhibition here has two themes. One of them is an installation based around our film Batcherville, We're Not Afraid of the Future, which is from 2005. So we're not only showing the feature-length film, but we're showing what I could describe as a kind of archive of artefacts around the company Batcher, which the film is about. And so some of the artefacts are genuine historical artefacts of significance, and some of the artefacts in this installation are artefacts relating to our film. So it's in a way a kind of a museum to Batcher and to our own film. And in the second space, the work is around a residency project called Seven Samurai, which we completed in 2006 with five other artists. We went to a very rural, remote, little-known part of Japan.
The Japan work is partly about the connections between the part of the Lake District where Karen's based and this very mountainous region of Japan. Mm. And it's kind of looking at lots of sort of strange coincidences that happen to us between the two places, basically.
One final part of the work that we did with the Japanese village of Toge was that some of the villagers there came back to Coniston, to the Lake District, and worked with us on various projects. Because the project Seven Samurai is based on the film of the same name. So we were briefed as artists to be useful to that village. So we did a range of different works that used our skills as artists, yes, to genuinely help the village. And when they came back to us in Coniston, the same thing occurred. And the short film that's on show here kind of summarises all of the Japanese work, because it is quite complex and it's ongoing.
I'm with Ben Reed, who's a lecturer in fine art at Leeds University, and actually was notorious as one of the inspirations, the main inspiration for the Leeds 13, the Leeds art students who deceived everybody into thinking they'd gone to Spanish Costas to do an art installation when really they'd just gone to Scarborough. But we'll pass over that. Ben, how do you feel about this Northern Arts Prize?
I think it's a wonderful event. Leeds has gradually, after many years of comparative neglect to the visual arts, been building up with the new gallery displays and refurbishment. But this is really much more of a public event. It really should put Leeds on the visual arts map. nationally and possibly internationally.
Is there a feeling of, you know, all the big prizes are in London, let's have a change?
Absolutely, yes. We all know about what's called the Watford Gap mentality.
Geoffrey Sherwin is a noted art expert and collector, major collector, here in Leeds. And you're the man who's brought this Damien Hirst to the art gallery, which people can get for a pound. They can buy a pound raffle ticket. Do you reckon that Damien Hirst is and people like him are in a sort of tradition of particularly northern artists, Geoffrey?
Well, absolutely. You just have to think of Henry Moore, whom I knew very well and who enjoyed very much coming back to Leeds, and Barbara Hepworth, David Hockney, and of course Damien Hirst, you said, and these wonderful people here who have been selected for the Northern Arts Prize. I do ask you all to come and have a look, because it's a stunning show. Also, frankly, the opportunity of buying a ticket at a pound and winning an original Damien Hirst. But overall, to come and look at Leeds City Art Gallery, which has the most remarkable collection of modern British art, certainly the best outside London.
David Lassells is here, who at Harewood House you've got the most wonderful collection of modern art, which is shown brilliantly, I think, in a beautiful old building. How do you feel about the North having its own art prize?
Well, I think it's fantastic. I think Yorkshire has a great sort of art circuit, if you like, the contemporary art circuit you can do. I mean, stuff at Harewood, it's the Sculpture Park, of course, which is one of the great sort of art highlights of the country, I think. Doing very interesting stuff at Dean Clough, doing interesting stuff at Salt's Mill and the whole David Hockney collection. So I think that's quite a kind of,
it's
very strong.
It's a very good practical point, that, because, you know, people can be romantic and say, oh, well, it's because it's the North and, you know, it's very inspiring and rugged. But really, it's more a matter of having the networks of artists, patrons,
yeah,
studios.
Absolutely, it's that connection, exactly, of having the artists, of having the venues, of having the people with the sort of with the imagination to put stuff on, yeah, and it's getting that combination. I think Yorkshire's really interesting like that at the moment, yes.
Guardian Unlimited.